Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday, we release these special episodes that we're calling Classic Risk Singles. Each of these episodes features just one story from our earlier years. If you're new to Risk, you should know that the podcast can be very uncensored. This week, a story by a woman named Beth that she first shared on the show in November of 2011. This was for our first Scary Stories episode that we put out each year at Halloween time. So without further ado, here is Beth with a story we call Gimme Head.
It was about 5 years ago. I had planned a big conference to take place in St. Petersburg, Florida. The last night, I decided to go out and have dinner with everybody. And it was about 1 in the morning. We were walking home on the sidewalk, and we came upon a human head. It had short hair, and it was severed close to the head. There were like pink and white tendons coming out. There wasn't much neck there. And there wasn't much blood. And I thought, this isn't real. There's not enough blood. Two of our group, they just walked away. Like, we don't want to see this. And 4 of us stayed, and we were like a bunch of dogs circling a piece of meat or something curious. I mean, we didn't know what to think of it. We were literally walking around it. Like, this is just not possible. I said, hey, maybe we're on candid camera. And everybody, like, really wanted that to be true. And we all looked up like, yeah, okay, you can come out now. And then I actually, like, touched it with my foot. I just kind of wanted to touch it. Because, I mean, we were all just not believing this, and we were drunk, and I didn't, like, nudge it very hard, but I could feel the weight, you know. It was like, not plastic. And then this guy, he bent down, and he actually did look at the eyes, I think. He got real serious. He said, this is the real thing. Call 911 right now. So I called 911, and she said, where are you? And I walked over to the intersection to see where we were. And then, so she said, stay on the phone with me, and somebody will be there soon. I was worried that they weren't going to believe me. And as soon as I knew she believed me, I started shrieking. And then one of my other coworkers said, come here. And she showed me her sweater. She had a white sweater. And her white sweater had, like, dark spots, like drops. And they were drops of blood on her white sweater. And then she pointed up. I looked up, and the body was in the tree. The cops came, and they were really apologetic, sort of. They said, oh, we're sorry you had to find this. And I think we were in shock, and they were, like, grossed out. So then I went to my hotel room, and I didn't even take a shower, which surprises me. I think I was still in shock. Like, you know, blood dripping down on you, you should take a shower. And I woke up early just to see if it was on the news, and it wasn't. Later, we all came back to the office and started looking at the obituaries for St. Petersburg, and we found out, we're pretty sure, it was a woman who was 76 years old. They just said, you know, beloved wife of so-and-so and mother of so-and-so. She was a mother. And she lived in that building with her husband. And they treated it like a suicide in the newspaper. They didn't say the cause of death. And that is probably what it was. But, you know, I kept on saying, don't assume that. For all we know, her husband pushed her out the window. I mean, we really don't know. It was just weird. The thought that somebody did commit suicide and you know, probably didn't intend to make a mess. And there's just the chance that some strangers would find this situation.
That is all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.